Good evening, everyone. I just want to acknowledge the presence of Rabbi David Hellman. I had the incredible zechus of spending 2 summers learning in a kollel in Rabbi Hellman's shul. I have tremendous hakaras hatov for the Torah that I learned, as well as all of the guidance and hadracha about teaching Torah, about rabbanus in general, and connecting with the community and engaging a community. I have a tremendous amount of hakaras hatov. Brookline is incredibly lucky to have a rav like that. In preparation for Shivasar B'Tammuz, we don't like to preemptively address Tanesim. We don't preemptively like to address fast days and sad times on the Jewish calendar. And Amir Tashem, we won't have to contend with it. But in the event that it comes up, it behooves us to learn a little bit about the Shivasar B'Tammuz, Tainus Tzibur in general, and leading up to Tisha B'Av. As we'll see over the next few times we learn about this, it is intimately connected with the flip side of not only Galus, but of Geula, as we learn about the development of these Tanesim. So just as a springboard for it, I'd like to use the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Each day I hope to learn a halacha with you. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tainus Tzibur, he opens up, it's based on a Rambam in Hilchos Tainus, where he says, Mitzvah saseh mi divrei hanevi'im lehisanos. That there is a mitzvah from Nevi'im. There was a takana that was instituted by the prophets. When that happened, obviously it happened after these events occurred in Jewish history, so after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, when it was instituted, we'll get to. The Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah talks about this a lot, and it has ramifications up to this very day. But right now, we'll just leave it as the Nevi'im instituted over the course of Jewish history a positive mitzvah lehisanos bayamim she'iru tzaros lavoseinu, to fast on days where tragedies occurred to our forefathers. And then, based off of the Rambam, he says, v'tachlis hatainis hi kidei la'orares halavavos l'fakeach al darchei hatshuva, that the purpose of a tainis is not just afflicting oneself as an end unto itself, but rather that it should serve as a catalyst for tshuva, for repentance. He quotes various psukim to support this idea that the point is not merely just affliction, but rather to facilitate tshuva and introspection. And therefore he says, V'lachein, chayev kol ish lasum elibo ba'osun hayamim, a person is supposed to do introspection during these days, ulefashvesh b'masav, and to think about one's deeds, and to do tshuva. Ki ein ha'ikar ha'tainis, that the primary thing about a tainis is not the actual fasting. Just like it says in Sefer Yonah about the people of Nineveh, that Hashem saw their actions, and not just the fact that they fasted and afflicted themselves. And therefore he says, Lechein osan ha'anashim kishem isanin holchim b'tiyul, that when they fast, they go on a walk. This happens a lot up in the bungalow colonies. Perhaps it happens in Riverdale too, that you're not eating. You're a little bit tired, and so in order to pass the time, you go for a walk. And so he says that that's ideally not what a person should be doing. Umivalim esayom bidvarim b'teilim, that the day gets swallowed up simply by engaging in trivialities. So even if you fasted, tafsu es hatafel, that you latched on to the secondary element of a fast, v'hinichu es ha'ikar, and you've left aside, you set aside the primary goal or the objective of this mitzvah of the Nevi'im. So we'll do the first 2 days right now, and then we'll continue tomorrow. So the first day is Shlosha B'Tishrei. That's Tzom Gedalia. So here he says, Bo Nero Gedalia ben Achikam, that on that day, Gedalia ben Achikam, that the governor that Nebuchadnezzar instituted, appointed after he exiled most of the Jews, he left a remnant of Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, and he appointed Gedalia as the governor, and he was assassinated, which then set up a domino effect that effectively erased Jewish settlement in the land of Israel until the second Beis HaMikdash. So if we would just read the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it would sound like that it was on that very day that he was assassinated. The Gemara, though, says that that's not true. Rather, he was assassinated on Rosh Hashanah, but because we don't fast on a Yom Tov, even Rosh Hashanah, we postpone the communal fast day to the following day, to Gimel Tishrei. And then the second, just going in the order of the calendar, is Asara B'Teves, which is when which is when Nebuchadnezzar surrounded the city of Yerushalayim, and that was the beginning of the end for the Jewish settlement. The next two fast days, Shavasar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, have to do with Bayis Rishon, but also have to do with the second day, Samekdash, with Bayis Sheni as well. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll talk about that another time. Rav Chanani Ben Kasha, Omer Tzokash Baruch Hu, Zakas, Yisrael, Lefichach, Herben, Tom, Ritzvah, Shemar, Denei, Chafetz, Amatzikah, Gletar, V'Yadir.